Well, it's not as sexy as book tours, book signings, or big advances, but look, there's some things we gotta talk about, and I will try to make it as entertaining as I can. And I should be writing season 18, episode 27.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft.
And hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. I've been doing this show since 2005 when I hadn't sold anything, and I'm still doing it in 2022 when I have sold several short stories, several novels, done some media tie-ins, and had some award nominations and a couple of award wins. So this podcast has pretty much chronicled my career from selling almost nothing to where I am today. And spoiler alert, I still have a lot of the same anxieties that I did then. So I'm here to tell you, my listeners, and those watching live on Twitch right now, that whatever angst you're feeling at the beginning of your creative career, it's normal. You're not alone. So let's get started. We go twice a week on Twitch, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and Tuesday, Thursday. just telling you twice a week doesn't help. Tuesday, Thursday on Twitch, 3 p.m. twitch.tv/MightyMer if you want to catch the next live show. So yeah, I am sitting here in a bit of a stormy time. I have recently let chat know that it's possible I may have to run downstairs for a tornado warning. Or we might lose power, I don't know. But I'm here now, so that's good. A tiny bit of news and stuff. It is the Trans Day of Visibility, so I want to say that I'm very grateful for all the trans friends I have, and I'm grateful for all the parents who support their trans kids. So we very much believe that trans rights are human rights here on this Twitch channel and in my podcast and in my life. And if you want me to not get political, you know, it is about writing, because when people have violence or other sort of harassment facing them, then they can't pursue a creative career because they're having to deal with a whole bunch of terribleness. Some of the best writers right now are trans, and I want kids to grow up and feel comfortable being who they are and then creating awesome art. Oh, well, look at all the trans hearts in chat! Yay! Awesome. Asserting the rights of marginalized groups isn't political, it's just human. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Underpope. So yeah, we start out with the news. I forgot. Crap. I'm not done with today's writing. I want to say about 700 words today. I am happy with it. I realized that in my murder mysteries, I kind of have this is the third one I've written, and I kind of have a format. I didn't know this, but I'm doing the more information given in flashbacks kind of thing that I did in Six Wakes and in Station Eternity. You just don't know that. So I've done all the build up, and I've killed my first person, and now I'm going back to look in people's past to see what they may or may not be hiding. So that gear shift has been really good for me. Also, probably I increased my medication dosage, and things have been really sharp for the past 2 days, and I'm very happy about that. Yeah, I'm writing just background for a couple of characters, and I'm pretty happy with it. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to. and catching up on some old stuff. My that's the list that's on fire. I say it's on fire because, it's like late host spots for Escape Pod or posting I should be writing late, which I did. The last three I should be writings will be going up one after the other in the next like 4 days. I say 4 days because the people Patreon gets it first and then the feed gets it. But they're all going up before Monday the 4th because I want everyone to know that that is when Matt and I are coming back with Ditch Diggers, and we're doing it live on Twitch, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't wait. I miss him horribly because the podcast was a podcast and it was work, but it was also a chance I got to talk to Matt every week, and he's an old friend and I miss him. So, very glad to be seeing him again and bringing Ditch Diggers to you again. Ditch Diggers is explicit, by the way. So, plan accordingly. And we're going to good news now. If you have good news, please put it in the chat or email me with good news in the subject line and I'll bring it up on the next episode. But good news for me, well, I mentioned I changed my medication and it's a noticeable difference, and I'm very grateful for that 'cause I've been feeling bad because this drug ain't cheap. And I have a couple of friends who are on it and talk about how life-changing it's been, and it hasn't been for me. And I've just been like, do I not get the benefit of these drugs or what? And I think we just found the right dosage. So I'm very happy about that. I am not a doctor, but I will talk openly about my various mental health issues on this podcast because I want to destigmatize it and let people know that you don't need to suffer to create art. If you're suffering, get some help for the suffering, and you will create a lot more art, trust me. I am not a doctor, but I am someone with issues that medication has helped a great deal. So yeah, the gut meds, dog continues to heal. She's still, looking at the wound a little bit, so we're kind of on and off with the cone every once in a while, but she's doing better. And I think that's it for me that I can talk about right now. Oh, I have pretty much set up the spoilers club. I even have a logo for it. And we are very close to actually doing it. The book will be all for one for all. I am never going to get this right, am I? The book is One for All by Lily Lanoff. It is a retelling of Three Musketeers. And it looks awesome. I've been looking forward to this book ever since I heard about it. And so I figured the author is a debut, and I thought one thing I've been trying to do if I bring back regular interviews is try to focus a little bit on marginalized groups and or debuts in the past 3 years. Because debuting after February 2020 had to suck. It just had to. And so I wanted to find a debut to do. So the deal is you go out and get One for All by Lily Lanoff and read it, and hopefully I'm shooting for April 30th, but I don't have confirmation from her yet. It is a Saturday. I'm gonna probably do somewhat early-ish, well, like early evening-ish. Hopefully that'll hit a lot of time zones. Anyway, and we will talk about the book in detail, including all the spoilers you want to, because we're not only promoting her book, but we're talking about how she did what she did, how they write the books, including the climax, including twists, including turns, including setting up for a trilogy. I want to be able to ask all the questions that I can't ask normal interviewees because I don't want to spoil their book. So that's why it's called Spoilers Club. Anybody can join, of course. Patreon users will have a special channel in our Discord where they can listen to the show together and ask questions. So if they want to, that's how they could be part of it. And you can support the Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer. So let me get to everybody else's good news in the chat. I am behind in chat. More trans hearts. Thank you very much, everyone. One rejection since Tuesday under Pope. Well done. Congratulations. Yay button for you. Oh, Numbers Ninja's doing the ding now. I missed that. Okay. Under Pope reports that One for All is really enjoyable so far. Yes, join us on Discord. We don't have cookies, but we have fun times. Yes. Shards is working on chapter 6. I'm still amazed you write while the podcast is going. I always need some kind of noise. I get that, but I've tried to write when other people are streaming and I can't take dialogue. I can't take words. If I know the song really well, I can listen to words with lyrics, but yeah. Did you get my rejection? Yes, sorry, Green. Actually, no, wait. You had one rejection and Underpope had one rejection? It sounds like, nope. Numbers Ninja just went up again. I still think we're one ahead, but you know what? We've crossed 100 and I think that's awesome, so I'm not going to worry about it. I still think we've done 3 dings for 2 rejections. If anybody else has a rejection to report, actually, I know somebody did report a rejection in the Discord, but I'm not going to say it here unless people want to speak up about it. Okay, it's Shauna. Excellent. Yes. So no more dings. We're good because we're caught up. Congratulations, Shauna. You are stronger than a lot of people, and keeping going is the awesome thing to do at this point. And we believe in you. Anyway, so one more yay button, because I got caught up for everybody's rejections. That's my accountability buddy right there, working writer. Yeah, Daniel, that's awesome. All right, so as I mentioned before, today is Trans Day of Visibility. And want to support all of my trans friends and trans audience members. But I found out it's also a National Backup Day, which I thought was kind of stupid until I thought about everybody I know who has had catastrophic losses due to a computer failure. So we're going to try to talk about boring, non-writer things that are absolutely vital to a writer and to any creative person. And I'm sorry, gonna try to make it entertaining, but it's gotta be talked about. I haven't done my backups thing in a while. So this is your reminder. There are so many ways you could back up right now that not backing up almost feels like you have to put effort into not backing up instead of effort into backing up. I have multiple redundancies with backups. I have an external hard drive, which I'm on a Macintosh for my writing and for most of my stuff, except for streaming and gaming. And so they have the Time Machine program, the Time Machine program to help you do backups. So basically you just plug in the external drive, you tell the Time Machine to look at that drive, and then it does the work. I also pay $3 a month for Google One, I believe, and so I have my computer uploading my stuff to the cloud for constant backing up. I also pay for Backblaze, which is another backup system. And I have set up Scrivener to save every couple of seconds to Dropbox. You don't need all of these, but you should at least have one of them. Two of the ones that I just suggested are... They're free. No. Okay, well, I mean... I pay for Google One, but I believe you could, if you just handpick some stuff to back up, you could back up to Google Drive. And the external hard drive isn't free, but it is. You only have to pay for it once. There are probably other things out there, other options. I have not looked into them because I already have four. But I remember a couple of years ago when my computer started making bad noises. And my husband started panicking. He's like, your hard drive is failing. That's the sound of your hard drive failing. You need to back up. I'm like, I back up all the time. All the time. I am completely confident in my backups. And I got to just sit there and watch my computer die a slow death. Without any worries. Because I knew I had multiple backups. And considering how good I am at being anxious about things, it was nice to just not be anxious about something. Yes, Scrivener will back up to Dropbox. You just have to tell it where to save. Everybody in the chat is backing up now. That's excellent. Yeah, it's important. So, yes, Underpope lost a whole bunch of work. I'm still recovering. I'm sorry, Underpope. Kids Are Asleep has Carbonite. Can you tell us more about what that is, please? I will add, as a former IT person, please keep up on your software updates and regularly changing your password. No one password for every site is not okay. Yes. I also recommend a password program like LastPass, which is, it stores all your passwords and you only need one password for that. Don't write that one down. We recently redid our wills and we got this big estate planning, huge notebook, massive, to fill in. And one of the things it has is, here's where you put all your passwords. And my husband and I are like, no, we're not writing down our passwords, no. I have a thumb drive on my desk. I saved my writing doc twice. If my building burns down, I suppose I'm screwed, but it's a very easy beginner system. That's true, Starvin. Yeah, that's why a cloud backup is good, because if your computer fails, then your external hard drive or your thumb drive is great. If your house burns down, you're going to want to probably have the cloud. Okay, Kids Are Asleep says, Carbonite is a backup service, backs up all your files to the cloud automatically, just one extra option. Okay, so it's like Backblaze. Okay. Hey, Meerkat, I have Deja Dup backing up to Google Drive and an external drive. Also, time shift for system level stuff. Okay. I've thought about going to the thumb drive fireproof safe route. I don't think I would remember to back up every day and then put my drive in the safe and then go to get my drive the next day and then go. That's a routine with too many steps where failure would happen. But that's me. Jasmine uses OneDrive to back up. Okay. Flash drive is good if you lack constant internet access. That's a good point. Here you go. Okay. Takes it with such gentleness, like, oh, I suppose I'll eat the cookie. If I have to. So that's backing up. Anytime you think that you don't need to do it, you probably need to do it more than most. Because not only hard drive failures, you could have a drink spill on your laptop. Done that before. You could put your briefcase down beside the car, get frazzled because of all the things you've got to carry, and then back over your laptop. A friend of mine did that. Anyway. Yeah, there are ways you can mess up your computer without just it being old and dying. Or you could have a toddler come by and mash their hands on your keyboard and do something. and make you and close down your program and make you lose whatever you're working on. A cat threw up on one of my laptops. Fortunately, it was closed at the time, but still, ew. Left my laptop on my trunk as I drove away. Primalina, I am so sorry, but I'm getting anecdotes about people messing up their devices with their cars, and I feel much better. Thank you. That was one of the worst things to have to ever admit. Okay, I need a new laptop. It was a work laptop, so I had to tell my boss. It's like, well, see, here's what happened. They weren't happy. So that's backing up. I also want to talk about rights. Now, I am not a lawyer. I will say that. But copyright is something that everyone stresses about. There are people who think that if something's on the internet, then it's free to use and edit and sell and all sorts of things. And that's not true. But the problem with the internet came the problem of copying is effortless almost seems too hard. It's like copying things like before printing presses. Well, that was something you really, really had to work on. When there were printing presses, copying things got a little easier, but still required effort. And you know, law, it takes a long time to change a law. It's bureaucracy, red tape, steering a yacht kind of thing. So technology has far surpassed what is capable. No, technology has surpassed the speed at which people make laws. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. There's a lot of people in Washington who do not understand the internet at all. And they're the ones making the laws about it. It's frustrating. However, there's this thing called Creative Commons licensing. I have used this since I found out about it, which was like 2006 or so, or 5, somewhere around there. Creative Commons is a license you can put on your work that it stands up in court. It's like a bunch of rights attorneys got together and created this thing. So you can just go to creativecommons.org and set the name of your thing and what it is and what you want to happen to it on the internet. The strictest license still says you can copy. So at Escape Pod, we put out these stories. People can't change it, and they can't claim that it's theirs, and they can't sell it. But they can copy it. They can host it on their site. They can send it to a friend. They can copy it as much as they want. Some people have another license that allows you to edit it, or sample it, or, change it. And when that happens, you can, the storms are getting louder because I can hear them over the headphones. You can tell people to either, you can change it and then sell it. Not a lot of people do that. Or you can change it, but you have to share it just like you did. They have to share it like you did. So they can't, if you sold it for $5, they have to sell it for $5. Or if you... Oh, severe thunderstorm warning. Come on. Oh no, tornado warning. Hang on. One sec. It actually happened. All right. Well, let's just go to the basement. I'll be back.
But I should be riding. I should be working on my craft.
All right. So I'm back. So yeah, we're down in the basement with the dogs, and no sign of the hurricane or tornado, but we're here anyway. I told you it wouldn't be boring. I didn't know this is what I meant, but I told you it wouldn't be boring. So thank you for anybody who stuck around for my fun little tornado warning. I was talking about Creative Commons, and now you just get Creative Commons from the basement. Creative Commons is a way to protect your stuff. Like, people can't take your stuff and assume that they can sell it. Because it says, you can take my stuff, you can copy my stuff, but you can't sell my stuff. You can't claim the rights to my stuff. So there are a variety of licenses, but they've worked so hard to make it human readable, which is why, you know, one of the reasons I've been a fan. It's like, you just have to answer this little question. If you don't quite know what license you want, you just have to answer a questionnaire and it'll write the license for you. So there's really no excuse not to do it. That one's pretty easy too. So I have Creative Commons on all my stuff. But one of the things that has made me kind of sad is I feel like there's not enough people doing exploiting Creative Commons to the extent that it can be. Because there are people, Benjamin Rosenthal is a short story author who is the first one I knew who did this. He put out an entire anthology of short stories, and he put the Creative Commons license on it that you could change. You could take his stories and run with them. And I thought that was awesome. And I really hoped that would be like a big step forward with people messing around with Creative Commons. And as far as I know, it didn't really take off. I personally have Creative Commons licenses that people can change my stuff. And it's a share alike license, which means I give it to you and you can change it, but you got to give it away. You can't sell it. And here's the funny thing about being old is it's hard for me to see the chat now. But I'm going to try to catch up. So, well, writing is hard and ideas are in abundance. That's a good point, Kit. But, you know, so many people write fanfic, which is technically a copyright violation. Now, I don't know. I think most of the authors who actually run after people are dead now. But, or have more money than the queen. But, really, it's fanfic would do well with Creative Commons licenses. I realized yesterday I was trying to reference something from the NeverEnding Story book, and I read a couple of chapters and remembered that a lot of the chapters end with, well, that's another story and will be told another time. And I just realized, wow, I bet there'd be a lot of good fanfic from NeverEnding Story. And then I looked to see when Michael Ende, I don't know if I can pronounce his name correctly. It's German. Ende. Thank you. Michael Ende. Well, he died in 95, which means it's going to be 2070 before you can publish works based on his stuff. So, I'll be 97. So I don't think my fanfic of NeverEnding Story would go far. So to protect your stuff if you create online, I recommend Creative Commons, creativecommons.org. Really easy to use. And another thing Creative Commons does is it has links to Creative Commons works. So if you're looking for art that you want to make sure you absolutely can use in a project, go to creativecommons.org and you can search for it. And then you'll see art with different licenses that you may be able to change or may be able to use. Jonathan Colton has a video called Flickr where he went on the... Is Flickr still around? He went on the website Flickr and he got a whole bunch of Creative Commons pictures and just made a song based off of each picture. What was really funny is the people who went... who found their picture in the song. There's one of them with a bunch of people dressed up rather strangely, and the line in the song is, "This party's better than it seems." And those the people at the party have found it. And they're like, yeah, it was better than it seems. And really defending their party. Apparently the storm has gone by. This is going to be one of my best shows ever. So yeah, the I think Zay Frank has also done that. If you go on YouTube and look for his videos, he does like sad dog diaries kind of thing. And all the pictures of dogs there are, I think, Creative Commons. So, oh, we have questions. Thank you, Christian Writing. Do publishers buy fanfic books before the original works go into the public domain? I'm thinking how many Great Gatsby riffs came out as soon as it went public domain. That is an excellent question. I don't know. I know people probably have stuff written. And they... Because I'm betting a bunch of Agatha Christie stuff is going to come out soon. And Winnie the Pooh stuff. Apparently not the red shirt, though. Yeah, Disney did weird things and put clothing. Was Disney Wizard of Oz movie? No. MGM. So yeah, they did little things to brand their stuff. So if you go see Wicked or you read any of the Gregory Maguire books, Dorothy doesn't have silver. Just doesn't have ruby slippers. She has silver slippers, because silver slippers were in the book. If you have a Dorothy with ruby slippers, that is a copyright violation. Because MGM gave her ruby slippers. And Disney also put the red shirt on Pooh, so if you try to do drawings of Winnie the Pooh, you can't have the shirt. Again, I am not a lawyer, so I don't know if they buy stuff. I'm betting authors and their agents have worked together to get stuff ready to submit when something goes in the public domain. That's a good question. I should ask. I need to ask somebody that. But yeah, it's one thing I love about Creative Commons is they have worked so hard to make it so user friendly, and you really don't. You owe it to yourself just to check out the licenses to protect yourself, because if you have. If somebody takes your stuff and does something with it you don't like, then, you know, it's a they said kind of situation. But if you have the license on it, that is another mark in your favor that it happened and you created the license at this date for this project. Yeah, if you look at my site, I have a Creative Commons license at the bottom of every single podcast. So... it's important. And if you want to make things interesting, put stuff out there and share alike. Because that encourages more art to be created. And that's how art happens, really. You know, you get inspired by other people's stuff. So, does anybody have any questions? Okay. Yeah, remember Hurricane Fran when the eye passed over us? That was a thing. And yeah, if you have any more questions about Creative Commons, please let me know, because I think it's very important, especially for people who create stuff online, to understand what your rights are and to protect them, but still contribute to the, you know, huge grouping of art that inspires others. How does that work with stuff you've submitted to publications? If you publish, you should not publish things online if you want to submit them to publications, unless they get hundreds of thousands of downloads or a huge following like Wool or Old Man's War or Long Way to a Small Angry Planet. Because normally they see that as already being published. Editors are treating Patreon-only stories as already being published. So you should either submit or publish, but not at the same time. But if you can put your stuff out there if you've been rejected, or if you want to put it out there first and put the license on it, and that will make sure you put the license that you want non-commercial, because not that I know any publications that do this, but if you don't put the non-commercial, then it's possible the publication could take your story and publish it themselves and not pay you because you've already put it out. One thing a friend of mine got really confused about was he thought that putting a Creative Commons license on his work meant that he had to follow the license. Like, he lost the ability to sell the work if there's a Creative Commons license out there. And you don't lose your work. You don't lose that. You can still sell it. Other people can't. So that's it. There's the one we say on EscapePod is Creative Commons attribution, which means you always have to say it's this story by this author published at EscapePod. Non-commercial, you can't sell it, and no derivatives, you can't change it. Share alike, I already mentioned that one, is people can do whatever you did. So if you sell it for $5 and you've got a share alike license on it, they can sell it for $5. They can change it and sell it for $5, but you have to follow the original license. There's public domain, which is why I was confused about Tom Lehrer saying there was no way to put his songs in the public domain, so he just put a letter on his site. Because I thought you just register with Creative Commons and say, I want this in the public domain. But I don't know. But it looks like we are safe here. The birds are out. The phone isn't making terrible noises, so I guess I'll go back upstairs. Thank you guys for hanging out with me.
But I should be riding. I should be working on my craft.
I know it's not fun, but it is important. And the more you learn about Creative Commons, and the more you back up your stuff, the more you can take your stuff and either go to Creative Commons and get work to enhance your stuff, or put your stuff to be searched on Creative Commons to give back to the Commons and make your work be part of something else someday. You know, I'll just be honest. I think that I've considered taking my Afterlife series and putting it up for a much lighter license. It's not a work I wish to revisit, and I never, ever, ever want to rewrite it. And I've had many agents try to sell it, and they failed. And I wrote that so many years ago that, yeah, it's like, it was so long ago that I would really not want, if it sold, I wouldn't even want to go through page proofs. I am done with it. However, part of me fears that if I did that, no one would care at all. So there is that whole like, oh, someone's going to steal my stuff. And then there's that other thing. What if no one wants to steal my stuff? What if my stuff's not worth stealing? Even though this isn't stealing, but you guys know what I mean. I hope. If you guys have any more other questions, let me know. I'll be happy to answer. Self-puppet worked for Sanderson. How do you think I am like Sanderson? Really? We're white Americans. That's it. And I did self-puppet. It is up for sale. I make about, at this point, about $50-$60 a month. Actually, I don't know. I don't track which self-pub things get me sales. So I am selling Six Wakes. I'm self-pubbing Six Wakes in ebook form in world English-speaking countries. So I don't pay attention to, I just know that like Amazon EU sends me $50 or something. So I don't know if that's from, it's probably from Six Wakes and not the Afterlife series, but yeah, it's up for sale, and I think you can still even buy the books on Lulu. I just don't promote it that much. But yeah, that's. But yeah, I don't have a Sanderson type situation here. Nothing is like Sanderson in my life. And that's okay. Because, boy howdy, he's an outlier. So, yeah, I will go ahead and sign off. It's been exciting. I promised it wouldn't be boring, and it was even less boring than I thought it would be. We're done with the scariness and the tornadoes. Yeah, it is Thursday, so I guess the next time I see you guys will be Monday, noon, when Matt Wallace returns and we're going to be doing Ditch Diggers. I'm very, very excited about this. I had a special guest tornado and you missed it. Yes, that is exactly what happened. I'm going to try to do my usual AMA, but I honestly don't know if I'm going to be super productive. That'll be two streams in a day, and I am not sure I can handle that, so we'll see. When we bring the live Ditch Diggers to my stream, I may have to move some of my gaming streams around. We'll see. So I'll do my ending thing here, and thank you guys for listening or watching and hanging out with me in the basement for I Should Be Writing. It's an indie show when I am not going making big bags of money like apparently all the other podcasters in the world. And I am make what I can get from Patreon because I don't use a lot of ads because people support me on Patreon and I very much appreciate it. So you could be part of that at patreon.com/mightymur. You could also support at Ko-fi, ko-fi/mightymur, or .com/mightymur. Yeah, you can see my blog, and it's not really a blog anymore. No one blogs anymore. The place where my podcast lives at murverse.com with all my book information as well. And if you join the club at the where we are all fabulists creating stuff, you get access to the Discord. You get to hang out and talk about writing, get an accountability buddy, and then we're going to be doing more with the book club. The book club is Lily Lanoff's One for All. We're going to be doing that at the end of April. It's not hammered down yet, but I hope so. Lots of stuff. Anyway, so check out my books, check out my podcasts, my site, all that stuff. Murverse.com. And hope you have a good weekend, because you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at murverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching the doctor. Watching Doctor Who.